What is your favorite French fry? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 1071. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Hello.
What's your favorite French fry? It's a simple question. We want to take your calls. Well, because the good folks over at Zippia.com, I don't even know what that is.
It's probably like a real estate or job site.
I think it's a job site because it keeps on asking me if I want a new job when I go to it. And I'm like, no, I'm good. Thanks. They took the liberty of collecting each state's favorite fries based on Google Trends.
Okay.
And I will say before we take calls, I'll say two things. Wisely, not one state said JoJo fries.
Oh, yeah. Those
because they're trash.
Those are the big flat ones,
I don't even think you can
right?
call those fries.
But they call themselves fries. JoJo potato. Don't they call themselves
JoJo,
JoJo
potatoes?
Fries?
But yeah. I mean, still, if somebody wants to name them, go for it. I'm not going to quibble.
I will tell you, I will quibble because they're trash. Would you like to know what Minnesota's favorite is?
I mean, one imagines that it could be... I'm looking at the answer, so okay. I'm going to pretend. One imagines that it would be a tater tot.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
It is a tater tot?
No, it is not.
Oh, whew.
But it is it? The waffle fry.
Ooh, I'm here for that.
I'm here for that, too.
I love waffle fries.
I do, too. I like, you know, you get a flattened... experience.
Lots of crispy edges.
Really good surface area. I'm loving it. 651-641-1071. What kind of French fry is your favorite French fry? Who do we have on the line, Holly?
We have Sally.
Hi, Sally.
Sally O'Malley.
Sally, what is your favorite kind of French fry?
Well, I really like long, skinny fries, similar to McDonald's.
Like a fast food.
Yeah, but there are a few restaurants around that have awesome ones, like the Lexington, and then they serve them with like a aioli on the side,
yes.
And like the mayo with the long skinny fries.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what? So, Sally, FYI, according to this map, I think we would put that in the category of shoestring fries.
I'll go with that, yeah.
Yeah, and New York... New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Washington all are big fans of the shoestring fries, and so are you. Thank you for your call, Sally. Have a great day. Who else do we have on the line, Holly?
Mike.
Hello, Mike. Mike, what's your favorite kind of fry?
Well, mine are from a certain place.
That's okay.
So it's not a type of fry. So In-N-Out Burger, for sure.
Oh, they have good fries.
Which you can't even get in Minnesota, but... they're the best fries ever.
That's so true. They have like a shoestring style fry.
Yes, that'd be a shoestring.
Amazing.
Made from fresh potatoes.
Yeah, they're amazing. Thank you for your call.
I would like to take serious issue with this map, period.
I wanted to know, you were making a face, and I was like, he's having a feeling.
One specific reason. So to me, when you say your favorite French fry, and then you include things like curly fries, crinkle fries, steak fries, waffle fries, that's all fine and good. And I understand that the bounds of that playground.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't appreciate or accept as valid for the sake of this discussion is the term cheese fries.
Yeah.
Because cheese fries and also...
that's like a dish.
Arizona... or is that New Mexico? I always get the two confused. That's
Arizona's
New Mexico.
East.
Yeah, so this would be New Mexico.
Oh, New Mexico is the chili cheese.
Yeah, New Mexico chili cheese fries. That is a separate, because you can have waffle cheese fries. You can have waffle chili cheese fries. You can have shoestring cheese fries.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, like, cheese fries is a separate food.
That's a
item.
Dish.
That's a dish.
Yeah.
Yeah. A
That's
recipe.
Like a, yeah.
A meal.
You can make a meal of
an
it.
An appetizer.
If you'd like. Mm-hmm. Well, we can just delete those states from the union if you'd like to.
The reason it's not just one state, it's right? literally the entire South.
Yeah. It's kind of upsetting.
And
I'm with
California.
You.
So in California, allegedly, supposedly, the state's favorite French fry is cheese fries. And I kind of don't buy that. But anyway, go ahead.
I mean, it is. You're like you said, it's half the country. Holly, who else do we have on the line?
We have Roxanne.
Roxanne, you better not say cheese fries are your favorite French fry. What's your favorite kind of French fry? Hi, Roxanne.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
My favorite fry is a skinny fry, and it's from Smashburger.
Oh, yes.
The smash fries. They have in the olive oil and rosemary.
Yum.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're good. Real good.
Tasty.
See, so what I'm hearing is a lot of shoestring fries.
Yeah.
Thank you for your call, Roxanne. I will say, I can tell you what I don't like. I do not like a crinkle cut fry. I find those to usually be very limp and too potato-y.
Yeah.
So
I can see that.
I would just like to go on record with that.
All right.
But I'll take a waffle fry any day.
Yeah.
I will take a tater tot all day and twice on Sundays.
I also feel like tater tots is borderline, but fine, we'll allow it. Again, I said I wasn't going to quibby.
Quibby?
Get a quibby. But can we please shame Illinois and Indiana?
Ooh, wonderful. Why?
Yeah.
Steak fries?
Yeah.
Nobody orders steak fries.
That's
just like, that's borderline JoJo potatoes.
I just would like to
It's too much potato to edge.
I just want to point something out to you. Behind you on your Ponderosa background.
Oh.
They have steak fries?
Oh, you are like steak fries.
Oh, no,
you
thanks.
Have a steak fry halo.
No, thank you.
Yeah, you got a lot of steak fries back there. I agree with you. I do think steak fries, again, are too potato-y.
Yeah.
I need the crisp,
yeah,
the crunch.
Then it ceases being potatoes, yeah. And it might as well be JoJo potatoes. And I'm not a fan because, again, they're usually wet.
Yeah.
And
I don't want wet fries.
No. I don't want any kind of wet fry, but I think you run the risk of a wetter fry because what happens is when it's significant, when the inside potato business is larger than the outside surface area or something. Mm-hmm. Like, they're going to steam. They're right. Not going to crisp, right?
Yeah. And then they're just starchy.
Although, but see that, okay, because if that's true, then waffle fries shouldn't be crispy.
No, but waffle fries have lots of surface area, right? They've got holes.
Yeah.
So there's tons of edges. And the spaces or the ridges are not that thick.
Okay, true. I will say one of my favorite kinds of fries, and you don't get these any place that I know of other than the malt shop, is American fries.
What's an American
fry? They're like the discs, but they're fried. And so they're like a little thicker than a potato chip. They're real good.
Oh, interesting.
They're so good.
I've never had that.
The malt shop really does them the best, as far as in my research, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever had those.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you're able, get yourself there. Get some American fries. Have a great day. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, Khloe Kardashian.
Away. Khloe.
Khloe, go away. We'll talk about Khloe after this on My Talk 107.1. You know her as Khloe Kardashian, but on our show, we like to say her name properly, and that is pronounced Khloe. On the Colleen and Bradley show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live. At mytalk1071.com, everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. What's going on with Khloe? Is she talking about her cheating boyfriend?
No, but you guys, she's not wearing her ring on her wedding finger. Her ring from Tristan Thompson. So clearly she must be saying something about Tristan Thompson's alleged cheating allegations, right?
Oh.
But wait, I don't think so. So I want to take you on a journey. It all starts with this Daily Mail article that says Khloe Kardashian takes her massive diamond ring from Tristan Thompson off her wedding finger after a model claims she slept with him. Okay, so then you're like, Khloe Kardashian Instagram story. Before, she's got that, also she's a fan of those, like, I'm gonna, like, stick you in your jugular vein.
Oh, she
nails.
Loves those, and I don't understand how she practices toilet hygiene with those.
I'm just saying. Or, like, pick a nose without, like, stabbing your brain.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Because that's just fun, man. Okay, anyway. like, when you're just sitting there and you got something to pick out, you know?
I would say, actually, she probably has, I mean...
People?
Yes, to pick her nose. She has nose pickers. She pays them.
That's when you know you've made it.
Really, it's true. Okay, anyway, back to... I didn't even know she had a ring.
I didn't either, and I don't care. But that's kind of neither here nor there. But it is a big ring,
mm-hmm.
Or as I like to say, a big-ass ring. And so... there's a before and an after in one Instagram photo. She's
so we can
wearing
see
it,
what it looks like.
And then in one Instagram story, she's not wearing it. And they're like, oh my God, it's probably because he cheated. Well, that's what they'd like you to think. And that would, you know, sure. She wouldn't be the first celebrity to flirt with the tabloids by indicating something by removing or putting on a piece of jewelry, specifically a ring on a wedding finger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So that's a fun storyline. Let's keep that conversation going. But here, the thing is, we're not going to know anything about what's really going on between Khloe and Tristan until the Kar-Jenner space-time continuum, that is the Kardashian-Jenner empire, mm-hmm. wants us to know. And typically, we don't know anything until it's like about to premiere in an upcoming episode of the TV series Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And although it has ceased filming, they are probably currently filming the new experience that is likely to drop on Hulu at some point, right?
Right.
So what I'm saying is, I don't, you know, like, I wondered why we hadn't heard anything about Khloe's response to these cheating allegations. Well, the cheating allegations don't seem to have come from the Kardashian-Jenner space-time continuum rift, right? Like, they were not the ones dropping these allegations.
Right. They couldn't control them. They came from outside of the house.
Which mm-hmm. means they were happening real time, mm-hmm. which that doesn't work with a Kardashian. They don't drop things into the universe until they're about to appear on TV, thereby getting as many eyeballs on their shows. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then, okay, then I thought to myself, oh, there's this story over here.
Yes!
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That was Kim Kardashian.
Scary.
Oh, my gosh. She scared me.
Then I was treated to this trailer of Kim Kardashian, all caps, breaking down in the new Keeping Up with the Kardashian trailer amid Kanye West divorce. And it struck me like a bolt of lightning.
What? Oh.
We are not allowed to hear anything about Khloe right now because the whole thing that's going on is the divorce between Kim and Kanye, which we knew about, but we couldn't find out about until it appeared on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So they are not going to allow another storyline to take precedence over Kim's big moment.
Oh my gosh. You're right.
That's sizzling.
Right? Gold star.
Okay. But I mean, seriously, like,
no,
it just occurred
serious.
To me, like, oh, well, of course she's not, like, they're not going to allow Khloe
to take the spotlight,
take the
from
spotlight
Kim?
Away from, like, literally, arguably, Kim Kardashian's biggest finale swan song nosedive, whatever you want to call it, in the end of the Keeping Up with the Kardashian season as her marriage tanks.
Can you just imagine what it's like over at Camp Kardashian right now while they're trying to, like, figure out how they're gonna manipulate the continuum?
Yeah,
it's like Churchill's war room.
Honestly, there's like
yeah, Churchill's war room if Churchill was Kris Jenner and
mm-hmm.
was talking about her daughters.
It's bonkers though. I'm sure there's a lot of tension.
There's like, she just has a big pointer and there's a map, a diorama on the table that involves, like,
and there's a lot of, like, whacking really hard and yelling. Like,
I will not have you trying to steal the spotlight from your sister!
The little army men fly up off the table.
But can we talk about what Khloe is doing on her Instagram? Because she's not saying anything about this relationship, but she is giving away a whole nursery full of furniture, and she is posting, like, posts praising her mother for her supreme mothering. And you know, the other headline or the other storyline that Khloe has been working through has been this picture, this photograph of her that was leaked. So mm-hmm. she's doing a lot of posting about how she looks and how hard she works right now.
Yeah.
And
good her good American
and her good American line. Shoes. There's a lot of pictures of her butt. But no conversation about this relationship with Tristan Thompson, because to your point, Bradley, they did not control this situation.
Yeah. And I honestly just think it's like, don't get in the way of the story. I mean, there's a certain a rationale or sense, logic to this strategy, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
don't take the eye, like, we want people to watch this season. If they're over here thinking about something they're not going to see. I mean, I guess all publicity is good publicity, but still.
But you don't want to take away.
You don't want to change the narrative.
Well, because they're so busy changing the narrative for us.
I just want you to know, if we end up not showing up for work.
It's the Kardashians.
Just know that we have, you know, we're on to something.
Can I bring up some old bleep about Khloe Kardashian?
Sure.
Because I don't know why this appeared. I was reading a story about her this morning about, and it must have been an old story, about that picture that got leaked of hers that set us on that whole conversation. And I reread her statement about how it is her prerogative to appear the way she likes to appear. She said, oh, darn it. Now I wish I had it in front of me. When she clapped back at all of us for noticing that picture obvious, in the first place, right? One of the first things she said was, I work too hard on my body to have it shown in an unflattering light or a way that doesn't make it look like it actually looks.
Well, you might want to check your posts.
Okay, so that was my first thing, was like, okay, wait, hold on. You're gaslighting us right now, Khloe Kardashian. Because it wasn't, hold on. I want to actually get the actual statement. It was so ridiculous. Anyway. But then the second thing that she did is then she went on to say, basically, it's my prerogative. Part of my body image is to show you the body that I want to show you.
Oh, okay.
And I thought.
And then what? We just go, thank you?
It was like, I was just trying to get inside her brain and work with her logic there. It was so ridiculous, and we didn't pick it apart in a way where we were like, Khloe, no, that's not how that works.
Yeah,
you don't get to...
She wants to control everything and none of the response.
Right.
Yeah.
She just wants it. My body, how I choose to look and what I choose to share is my choice.
Okay. Yeah, and my response is my choice.
Yeah, thank you. When we return, we have dumb people doing dumb things. Crazy, stupid idiots.
Yeah.
After this on My Talk 107.1. Dumb people doing dumb things. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And before we get to these dumb people doing dumb things, I am feeling generous. I don't know about you.
Sure, yeah.
There it is. We've got a Bella Classic Facial at Belladerm Med Spa in Maple Grove. It's a corrective facial good for anyone at any age.
If you have a face, call now.
Yeah, 651.
Even if you don't, I mean, they'll help with that.
Yeah. You can borrow somebody else's.
Yeah, 651-641-1071. How about we do caller number 4 is going to win that Bella Classic Facial at Belladerm Med Spa in
Wonderful.
Maple Grove.
651-641-1071. Caller number 4 with a face. And now let's get to those crazy, stupid idiots.
Well then, I guess one could say, that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly, over and over again, oftentimes in the state of...
Florida. And sometimes other places. Like where?
Nova Scotia.
That's up north.
Where the wind goes sweeping across the plain.
That's not how it goes.
Police were called to Nova Scotia recently, and we'll get into it. Okay, so, you know, things are different right now. There are restrictions in place. In different places, different spaces, it really just depends. But let's just, for the sake of this discussion, know that in Nova Scotia, there is a lockdown. And you're not supposed to be, I think, in restaurants or at least at the Ardmore Tea Room in Halifax.
Okay.
So you can't go there.
Can't go there.
Can't have people not doing the thing.
Definitely no tea.
Problem. somebody called police and said there is someone violating the lockdown at the Ardmore Tea Room.
Hmm.
There's a person doing that.
Mm-mm.
But that is probably not crazy, stupid, idiot worthy, because if that were the case, we would be doing that story on a regular basis.
Because
I feel like people are like busting rules left and right when it comes to the pandemic. That's a different story. But this person was doing something unique that earned them crazy, stupid, idiot status.
Do you want me to guess?
I mean, preferably, otherwise it'll just be silence and that's not good for radio.
Okay, were they going potty in there?
No, but you're always right there with the...
Well, you know, I like to be potty. Johnny on the spot with the potty.
I mean, I appreciate it.
Okay, were they naked, though?
Ooh.
Well, that is questionable. But that's not why
okay.
they were called in by police. Or I should say, that's not what earned this allegation a crazy, stupid, idiot status.
Oh, was there sexy time happening, though?
I don't believe so. At least not actively that was visible or we learned about.
Okay.
Anyway, was there fire
certainly
involved?
Possible.
Fire.
No fire.
Were they stealing something?
Yes.
Stop stealing!
Yes. They were stealing someone's soul.
Oh.
Why? Because they weren't a person. Anyone?
It was a mannequin?
It was a mannequin.
Stop it.
So there was a mannequin sitting at the booth at the Ardmore Tea Room in Halifax. Police showed up and the officer got out and was looking in the window and he saw a person who was like, that's the person right there. And the
Wait,
police
Paula
officer,
Deen called it in?
She has since relocated to Nova Scotia, to Halifax. John McLeod confirmed officers were called to the restaurant on a report of individuals not following public health directives. And that's totally a Canadian call. Excuse me, but there are people not following proper public health directives, eh? Of course, the police officer, when they arrived, was like, hi, that's a mannequin.
Guys, I'm looking at the picture right now, and that human does not have a face.
Yeah, so, or hair.
Yeah.
But does have a mask.
Which is lovely.
And is wearing a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
The owner of the Ardmore Tea Room in Halifax said police visited the eatery after someone called it. The officer got out and was just looking in the window, and I saw her looking at the mannequin. He went out to speak to the officer, who confirmed that the caller had mistakenly... or had apparently mistaken the mannequin seated at a table for a human customer.
So funny.
I love this. The owner goes, please don't call the police on us. We're only open for takeout and delivery, not eat in. She's a mannequin to help with social distancing.
I love it.
So.
Also, I just looked at some pictures in Nova Scotia. That is a beautiful area. I would like to get there someday
right?
when travel
someday.
Is happening mm-hmm. more.
Nova Scotia. What else you got?
You know what? We're going to go to the friendly skies. We're going to go to an airplane somewhere between Miami and New York.
Okay.
On Sunday. There was a 28-year-old passenger on this particular American Airlines Sunday flight from Miami to New York by the name of Chenasia Campbell. And she was real angry.
Okay.
Because she had some garbage left on her tray mid-flight that she wanted removed
okay.
by the flight attendants. Now, have you ever needed to contact a flight attendant mid-flight, Bradley?
I mean, let's say if I had, I would know how to do so.
There's a protocol for it, right? So what do? You press that little button. And then your light goes on, and then one of the very kind flight attendants, who is wonderful at their job, comes to your chair, to your seat, and says, what can I help you with?
I will say, I've actually more often than not pressed it by accident, and then quickly, as my heart races, tried to figure out how to undo it so that they don't actually come, because I haven't
really called
them.
Because you're like, I don't
them.
Need
I'm just
anything.
Trying to figure out how to turn my light on.
Right. So... this lady, though, Chenasia Campbell, she apparently had not been oriented to the button.
Okay.
So she chased one of the flight attendants down the aisle
what?
and yelled at her or him for not grabbing the garbage off her tray. And then she attacked the flight attendant. And while she was mid-attack, she said, "What? Cops aren't going to do anything to me." And guess what?
I don't think we want to... What?
That was untrue in that moment.
Because the cops showed up?
Because there was an NYPD cop on the flight.
Oh!
Who was like, "The bleep, I won't do anything to you." And they put her in restraints for the remainder of the flight. When the flight landed, she was arrested, and she's facing charges of interfering with a flight crew.
Was she
intoxicated?
Cocktailed?
You know what? It doesn't say. That's a great question. My guess is probably, but I do not have confirmation.
Yeah. That just doesn't seem like normal behavior.
Mm-mm. Well, it's definitely not. Again, there's a protocol to getting the attention of a flight attendant that does not include chasing him or her down and wailing on them in the aisle. Thank you. You know what? I am looking to see. Nope, it does not appear as though it doesn't say anything about whether or not she was intoxicated.
All right.
Where are we going next?
From the friendly skies, we are going to touch down to beautiful Leicester. That's Leicester in the United Kingdom.
Going I don't know where Leicester is.
Anyway, I want to take you to Leicester because I want to tell you about police who were pursuing a 37-year-old suspect wanted over an assault. And
see what you did there.
An assault. Mm-hmm. I think is the technical term. And that is not crazy, stupid, idiot worthy. That's just garden variety. Police want suspect. Suspect flees. Police chase suspect. They maybe catch suspect, etc. Well, it's the manner in which the individual escaped that earned him crazy, stupid, idiot status. Would you like to guess how he escaped?
Like the mode of transport?
The mode of transport. We've done this one several times.
Okay. I'm going to say a unicycle.
Not a unicycle.
A hover round?
Hover round.
No. Next stop, the Grand Canyon. A hurricane.
Nope. Not a hurricane, not a hurry up and wait cane. Actually, more like a hurry up and wait cane. Okay, so I'm going to get you there. It was not by land, but by
sea.
Okay, so how would one typically escape by sea?
In a paddle boat.
In a boat.
Oh, boat, right? Yes.
Okay. But not just any, I mean, a boat wouldn't be crazy, stupid, idiot status.
A submarine.
No, that would actually be smart, right? Because you'd go under the water and it couldn't see you. Like,
unless you didn't know how to drive it.
Yeah, totally. Now, typically you would think, like, I'd get on a speedboat, a regular boat, and be like, "Got it, Ethel!"
Yeah, right?
And then you're out of there. Pew! And then they have to swim out to get you or call the Coast Guard or some such thing, right? Well, this particular individual, a 37-year-old who shall remain nameless because they didn't name him, tried to escape in a canal, a city canal. So it's, I don't know if you've ever seen a canal.
Yeah.
But it's just like a little thing of water. In the South, we used to call that a bayou.
Mm-hmm.
Just a thing of water, like a really, you know,
thin,
like mini haha creek.
Like a thin creek.
A creek.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on this canal, they have canal boats or barges. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen one of these things. They're like, they have houseboats. People just kind of live on them. They go up and down. There's locks. These things move literally at a snail's pace.
Yeah, they're not fast.
No.
They're not, so, like, people can walk faster.
So this 37-year-old suspect wanted on an assault jumps onto a slow-moving barge it's going down the canal.
Hey, guys.
And the cops are walking behind it for about 4 miles. Or actually, not four miles. The thing goes about 4 miles per hour.
No.
And so the cops are just like,
they can walk faster. Do-do-do.
And they just wait.
And you know that criminal is like, oh my gosh.
So the boat.
What am I going to do?
like it's going, it's on a canal, right? Mm-hmm. And canals inevitably are oftentimes going to reach a lock and dam.
Mm-hmm.
Which means I bet he was
saying,
damn, there's a lock and dam.
Oh.
And so as it stops,
mm-hmm.
The police board
yeah.
the boat mm-hmm. and take him into custody.
And that's the end of that
story. I mean, again, like, hi, I'm going to get you.
No.
And he's like, I'm going to get away with it. Only if it weren't for not. This
crazy barge.
Yeah. Large barge sent you.
Oh, man. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, it's time to play a little game. That game is called The Throwback
Live.
We'll do it after this on My Talk 107.1.